All right, welcome in. Oh, shit. No intro. All right, we don't need it. We don't even need it. Because it's SEC Power Rankings time. Best time of the week. Appreciate all the cousins in here. You guys are flying in with these crazy comments. So let me pull up my list. I can't even remember who I have on the list. Man, the Power Rankings have changed a lot. As they will continue to change as we get conference play. That's all I really respect. But let's get into it, shall we? Because I got some shit to talk and some bourbon to drink. Shout out Tennessee legend over there. But all right, Power Rankings, week four. Only criteria. If you're new here, where the hell have you been? Power Rankings, Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win the damn game? That's it. So let's do it. Week four Power Rankings, number 16, Kentucky. Big time win over Eastern Michigan. Celebrate at Kentucky. It was probably going to be the last damn win you get this season. So not even that impressive. I mean, I think they scored like 40-something points, but good job. Good job beating Eastern Michigan. I don't want to spend any more time on Kentucky. Kentucky 16. 15, Arkansas. I still think Taylen Green's awesome. He was awesome tonight. But this might be the most piss-poor defense in the entire, conference country, really, among power teams. I mean, they're dog shit. Here comes Ole Miss backup quarterback, throws for 350-some-odd yards for him. And Taylen Green's so damn good. Mike Washington, too. Remember I said, watch out for Mike Washington. He's going to have a hell of a game. He did have a hell of a game. But one fumble caught, I mean, Arkansas, you literally cannot overcome a single turnover, which is what happened. If Arkansas didn't turn that ball over, they would have beat Ole Miss, just like I said. But, Arkansas, God, shit the bed when it mattered, like you always do. Shout out, Arkansas 15. All right, number 14, Florida. God. DJ just threw another pick, didn't he? Setting records. I told you guys, DJ Lagway is going to be a record-setting quarterback. I just didn't say what records. He set the record, probably some record, I don't know, 5 interceptions, not touchdowns. That would have been nice. But 5 interceptions against LSU, lost by 10, on the road. Hell, maybe if he only throws 2 interceptions, Gators would have won this game. So, Gators, I like what I saw on defense, offense. Even, you know, as silly as this sounds, I thought the offense was decent, aside from the turnovers, you know. So, again, is this Billy's fault? I don't think so. I think it's DJ Lagway. I've been saying it for a little while now, and he's killing Florida right now. So, Florida, you're number 14. 13, come on down, welcome to the cellar, the Gamecocks, got your ass whooped like I told you you would. Now, the only silver lining here, of course, I don't even know if you could call it that, but Sellers didn't play for a lot of this game, so he got hurt. Hopefully he's all right. I don't know exactly what happened. I think he got hit in the head, and then he had to come out of the game, so hopefully he'll be back for Missouri. It's a huge, huge game. But they don't got a shot without him because the rest of the offense is just god-awful. Mike Shula looking like one of the worst hires in the Southeastern Conference in recent memory. I don't want to put it all on him, but you got worked, lost the streak against Vanderbilt. I think even if Sellers played, you would have lost this game, but you certainly wouldn't have got your ass hammered like you did against the Commodores. So it's only one loss for Carolina, but it felt like a lot more than that. So I don't know if you bounce back. You got Missouri, again, on the road at Missouri, night game coming up. There's no time to slouch here. The schedule's a lot more difficult in the back end than it is in the front for South Carolina. So no way to sugarcoat it. This was a devastating loss. Number 12, Ole Miss. I don't know what to do with Ole Miss because their offense was pretty awesome. Again, Arkansas's dog shit on defense, though. Their Ole Miss defense looked like dog shit tonight, but I think Arkansas's offense is good. So is it Ole Miss is just very bad on defense? I don't necessarily think that's the case. Now I think we got a quarterback controversy because I think this Chambliss, however you say it, I think he looks better than Austin Simmons. So what does Lane Kiffin do? I believe Kywin Lacy got banged up, if I'm not mistaken, in this game. So where's he at with that? You know, hey, gutty win for Ole Miss, getting a win. I didn't think they were going to win tonight, and they got it done. So nice win for Ole Miss. Keep that going. And some of the upcoming games, like LSU, I think are certainly achievable. Yeah, Ole Miss is just a tricky one. Still undefeated, that's all that matters. You're first place in the SEC, 2-0. But you beat Arkansas and Kentucky, who I think are the two worst teams in the conference. So you get the credit, but you don't get that much credit. Speaking of not getting credit, number 11, Texas. Mighty Texas. And Arch Manning, good God. Maybe Sarkisian was trying to tell us something, that Arch was going to shit the bed this season. Because he's awful or he's injured. And I don't think he's awful, but maybe he is. But I think he's injured. If you miss a game, UTEP, Texas fan will tell you they got new offensive linemen. So we excuse ineptitude on offense. Just overlook passes being thrown at the feet of receivers because we got new offensive line. Can't generate any kind of virtually no third downs converted. So we got a new offensive line. Bill Beatonbow, is he your offensive line coach? Remember that last year with Oklahoma? That's what Texas looks like now, where they got a defense and they have virtually no offense. And they were playing a dog shit UTEP team, and it was a ball game deep into the second half. And Steve Sarkisian, I don't know that he's got much excuses. So this is bad. The good news is you got time to correct it, and you're probably not going to be tested until Oklahoma. So you got just over a month to get this shit fixed, and they've got the talent, they got the resources, they should get it fixed. But after 3 weeks, I'm not feeling very confident about Texas, and neither should they. All right, number 10, Mississippi State beat the hell out of Alcorn, 63-0, I think it was. So that's what I wanted to see after the big win, but I'm not really going to give you any credit for beating Alcorn. We don't really respect those types of wins around here. Wins we do respect, number 9, Vanderbilt. I feel like this is too low for Vanderbilt. You just went on the road, snapped the streak. This is the one Diego Pavia told you he wanted. I had to hear shit all week from Gamecocks that you were going to beat that ass. Diego sucks. Going on and on and on about this damn Gamecocks, how they don't lose at night. Well, they got their ass spanked at night by Vanderbilt. I'm telling you guys, Vanderbilt's legit. Vanderbilt's going to be a really good team this year. And I think old Shane, he owes us a walking bet, or he may by next week, because the over-under for Vanderbilt was 3.5. They're 3-0. And they got Georgia State coming up. So I think Vanderbilt cruising to 4-0. But, yeah, I really respect Vanderbilt. If you don't respect him, you've not watched him this year. This is a completely different program, and now they got a defense. Scary team here. Vanderbilt, number 9. Number 8, Bama. I'm buying back in. Everything I said about the preseason, they're legit. Just turns out Florida State maybe was incredible. That's my line that I'm sticking to. Ty Simpson's heating up. Alabama defense looking good. They're starting to figure it out on offense. They completely waxed Wisconsin. So I think Alabama's is on the right track. They got a bye week next week. They're going to go to Georgia. That's going to be a hell of a game, and one that I think Alabama can win. Now, Georgia will be favored, as they should be, but I don't know how much of an upset it would be if Alabama went in to Athens and beat Georgia and Kirby once again. I really don't. So I'm giving some love to Alabama, number 8. Number 7, Auburn. I think they took a little bit of a step back for me this week. They didn't look super impressive against South Alabama. I still think they're kind of laying in the weeds, though. We're going to learn a hell of a lot more about Auburn this upcoming week as they travel to Oklahoma. That's looking like it, the early first month. I mean, perhaps a top 3 game in the conference for the first month of the season. So Auburn, Again, I think they're just kind of playing with their food right now. I think they could have killed South Alabama, but they didn't. They let South Alabama stay in it and crept back in that game. So that was that's got me concerned that Auburn got the big win over Baylor, and maybe that'll be the last big win they get. I don't know. We'll see. Number six, LSU. I'm selling all my LSU stock. They look like complete dog shit on offense. I don't know how many of you watch that game. But they didn't deserve to win it. Not on offense. Now defense, they're legit. They're pretty damn awesome. The LSU's defense almost outscored the offense. They had a pick six. Again, the five turnovers of DJ Lagway. LSU defense is national championship caliber. The offense, dog shit. So isn't it funny how LSU, they were elite on offense and they had dog shit defense. Now they've completely flipped it. So if LSU ever puts it all together, they'll probably win the national championship. But based on the first couple weeks of the season, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you won. All right. But I don't think I've ever seen in my life a team get five interceptions and wins by 10 points. I mean, that's crazy. Unless you had like four interceptions. And I think they may have had one. It was kind of hard to keep up with those night games. I had them all on, but when you got six on, there were six different games, I think, on six different screens. It's hard to keep track of that. I just want to look this up real quick. Turnovers, yeah, LSU had one turnover, one interception, and Florida had five, and they won by 5 points. And, Clemson lost too. So, again, that win has lost some luster in my book. All right. I'm tired of talking to LSU. They look terrible. Number five. I may have him too low, but I didn't know. These next two, they're kind of interchangeable. Give me Texas A&M. Just went on the road. Beat Notre Dame at the wire. What a finish. That was a hell of a game. It was back and forth all night. Notre Dame actually jumped out to a lead. And then A&M came out to a lead. And then Notre Dame got the lead late in the fourth. And A&M had to go the length of the field. And really, they returned the kickoff for a touchdown. I thought it was a bogus holding call. A&M could have won it there, but they still had to go the length of the field, and they did it. Fourth and goal from the 11, 11 and a half, 12-yard line. Game winner, Marcel Reed. I mean, he's coming to life in front of our eyes. Mario Craver, Casey Concepcion. I'm still concerned a little bit. Well, not just a little bit. I'm concerned about Texas A&M's defense. They'll make a big play, and then they'll give up three plays, and then they'll make a big play, then they'll give up four plays. I mean, it's very inconsistent on the defensive side of the football. Maybe Notre Dame's just good, but I don't think Utah State and UTSA are that good, and they were making plays too. So A&M's got a long way to go on the defensive side of the football. That's kind of why I put them at number five, below number four, Missouri. Cheers to you, Missouri. Missouri, I think, is a little bit more complete than A&M. Their offense is insane right now. Bo Perbula, Ahmad Hardy, Coleman. I mean, Missouri's a problem. Rushed for like 6,000 yards today, and the defense has got playmakers all over it. I don't think they're necessarily elite on defense, but again, I just think they're a little bit more complete than Texas A&M. Now, they got a huge game next week with South Carolina coming to town. We'll see if Sellers, if he's available, if he's not. I don't know. That's going to be a huge question mark all week long heading into that game, because I think if Sellers doesn't play, I think Missouri wins comfortably. All right, number three, Tennessee. They moved up even though they lost and gave that game away, as Shane would say. But I was overall impressed with Tennessee. I thought they looked good. They should have beat Georgia, probably. I mean, kicker, make that damn kick. Makeable kick, and you win the damn football game. But Joey Aguilar, he was a huge question mark coming into this season, coming into this game even. And I thought he really delivered. You know, he's a gunslinger back there. I like what I saw from him. Tennessee defense taking probably a major step back, I think it's fair to say. Maybe just, I mean, Georgia's got a shit ton of athletes too, so we don't want to discredit them. But Tennessee's got a lot of work to do on the defensive side of the football. But I think we're back to a Josh Heupel-esque type offense with the best defense he's had with an offense, if that makes sense. Because they didn't really have much of an offense last year. aside from Dylan Sampson. So this is a lot more complete team, I think, at Tennessee. Just maybe we don't have a kicker, so you got to get that figured out, Vols. All right, number two, Oklahoma. I said Oklahoma was going to not cover, sleepy game, hangover game. They beat the shit out of Temple. So not a sleepy game by any regards. Defense is elite. Maybe the best defense in the conference is in Norman, Oklahoma. I think it's Norman, Austin, or Baton Rouge. I think those are the three best defenses right now in the conference. And Oklahoma, I think, has got the best quarterback by far of those three. So best quarterback, running game starting to come along for Oklahoma. They weren't tested at all. It was kind of a joke of a game, but I'm not going to dock them for winning by like 50 points on the road, even though Temple, not a good team. All right, number one, Georgia Bulldogs. Was there any doubt? Come on, going into Rocky Top. That is an insane asylum. And coming out with a win when you had many, many opportunities to fall, Georgia made the plays. Gunnar Stockton coming alive, fourth and what was it, six, makes the huge touchdown, come up big in overtime, and the two-point conversion. Work to do on defense. Georgia, this doesn't look as elite as Georgia has in the past, but you know who is looking elite? As always, Kirby Smart. And that coaching staff making the adjustments, making the calls at the right time. Georgia's got a future Hall of Famer at head coach, and that's why they're undefeated and number one in the SEC power ranking. So liking what I'm seeing from them Georgia Bulldogs. But I think it's fair to say, I know we're only 3 weeks into the season, but hell, I mean, no joke, like 1 through 12, Georgia's 1, Ole Miss is 12. These are kind of interchangeable to a degree. I mean, would you really be, Georgia and Ole Miss play this year? Would you be stunned if Ole Miss beat them? I wouldn't really. Texas, I got Texas 11. I got Oklahoma 2. Texas might be, I don't think they should be, but they might be favored in that. I mean, you know what I mean? So all these teams are virtually going to play each other after 3 weeks. There's not much separating. Kentucky, there's a separation. then South Carolina, Florida, and Arkansas, I kind of have them grouped together as not that good. But 1 through 12, I can't tell a huge difference. So I'm going to get to some of your comments now. Shout out Daniel Pierce, $5. I'm Matt Hardy, SEC Mike, Cousin Shane interview on horses win. I mean, could you imagine Shane on a horse? I mean, that's not going to happen. I'll just tell you now. But yeah, that's a deal breaker. That's the word I was looking for. Shout out Glenn. Sorry I missed your super chat. That was 20 minutes ago. Shout out Rancho Texano. Cousin Mike got the pick right for the Aggies. Have I ever missed a pick wrong? The Eagles rare taste sweeter than Rudy Steers. Hell yeah. What a game. What a damn game that was. I miss Todd Blackledge calling these SEC ESPN games too. I didn't even know that he was at NBC now. When you leave the SEC, you're kind of dead to me. But it was nice to hear his voice calling an A&M win. It's been a while since we've had that. Shout out that man. Oh, and shout out Jordan. I'm going to butcher this. Jessinger. $200. Good Lord. Been watching the show for a long time. Never made a live show. Y'all the best. This is the long overdue. But giga. Appreciate you. God, imagine being Jordan right now. Experiencing that win, experiencing an undefeated season right now. And, buddy, it's opening up for A&M right now, isn't it? Check up. Apologies, the schedule is not updated. But Auburn, you get 2 weeks to prepare for Auburn. And Auburn's going to go to a bloodbath next week at Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold revenge game. A defense that is going to want to, you know, really get after it. I guess an undefeated Auburn, and then they come to your house, and then Mississippi State, which that's going to be a tough game. I'm not saying that's easy. Florida, they'll have fired their coach by then. You know, that's probably an easy win. At Arkansas, you own their ass. I mean, if you can beat Auburn here in a couple weeks, we might just be rolling into this LSU game undefeated. I don't think that's a stretch. If you're able to win at Notre Dame, Hell, I mean, I called it on Texas. Go check it out on Friday. I said, if A&M wins this game, I think they're going to the college football playoff. And I think that's looking pretty good right now. Pretty good. Aggie, appreciate you. $20. The Aggie. Giga Maggies, love the show. Double cousin curse broke. Beat the hell out of the bye week. Hell yeah. Not even the double cousin curse can stop Texas A&M. I'm telling you. I mean, they're a legit team right now. And one of the, what do I have, number five? Probably too low. But, again, got to clean up that defense, I think. That's what I'd be working on if I'm Mike Elko. The whole buy is fixing this damn defense. The offense is fine. I mean, they look incredible. And they won you the damn game when you had to get it on the road, play of the game. Man, what a... Have fun tonight because you've earned it. And hell, have fun next week too because you just celebrate it for two weekends in a row, I say. Of course, I'm kind of drunk right now. Hey, shout out, Rick the Legend. We got your jingle here, buddy. Hope you're having a great night. And I know you are because what happened?
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, cousin Rick. Giggum Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. $100. Good night still. Yes, just did. Beat the hell out of Notre Dame. Rick's been calling this game for 6 months, so it must be especially sweet for him to get this win tonight. Appreciate you, cousin Rick. What a legend you are. What a legend. And how about howdy and sew them off. If Texas A&M keeps playing like they did tonight when they go to Austin in November, tell them Longhorns are going to saw their own horns off. You may not have to play like this because I think Arch is only capable of generating about 14 points against a quality defense. And again, is A&M playing that well on defense? No, but they're surely better than UTEP, who they struggled against. And who was it last week? San Jose. I know they scored 4 touchdowns, but that was the game. I mean, Arch played so well. The coach said he was shitting himself on the field, basically. So yeah, I think Arch is in trouble if he doesn't clean this up. If A&M keeps getting better, this is gonna be a long, long ass season for them Longhorns, in my opinion. Shout out H, $5. Cuz Mike, I'm a broke Bama fan trying to save for Kalen DeBoer's buyout. I can't compete with rich Texans. Karen Kirby struck again. you may not have to save much for the buyout. I think DeBoer is riding the ship as we speak. I just got a crazy feeling. I mean, Alabama always beats Georgia. We'll have 2 weeks to talk about that game. But I don't know. I mean, huge win for Georgia tonight, right? So hard to win on the road when you're down big, and they got it done. But they don't look infallible by any means. They look beatable to me. But, of course, we know Alabama is very beatable. Just ask Florida State. Shout out Fatal Rico. Tennessee needs to start snapping the ball quicker. Floats it to Aguilar, and he has to make the timing by throwing it 100 miles per hour. M.I.Z., love you, boys. Appreciate you. Love you, Fatal Recoil. Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's got some problems. Got some problems. They probably need a kicker more than anything else. Russ, appreciate you. Did Arch win the Heisman? I got to imagine. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you're an Oklahoma fan, and sure enough, you are. I was guaranteed the guy who hadn't figured out the forward pass would get the Heisman. Boomer Sooner. He's too busy shitting himself to win the Heisman. He's too busy. Shout out Daniel. He's back. Gifted a membership. Let's see if I can find it. These suckers float through here. But fire away with any questions. I'll try to get to them before this liquor hits me too good. Daniel, gifted Mike Elizondo. Mike, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. Vols took UGA to overtime without 6 starters. Does this UT defense get better with McCoy in the bunch? Hell yeah. And that's what I said it all week. I think Tennessee loses this game. The path to go in to Atlanta is still there. Just got to split Alabama and Oklahoma. Win one of those games. Tennessee's going to be favored in, I think, every other game other than at Alabama. And hell, they might even be favored over Oklahoma. They might be, but I don't think it's I don't think it's a given. I guess Oklahoma could be red hot. You know what I mean? So just you win one of those. And I think Tennessee is right back in the college football playoff. I truly do. Stringer Films, a night of old missed tackles, and DJ gave it away. Old DJ, all that hype. Well, he leads the country in interceptions now, if I had to guess. Yeah, I think it's safe to assume. Because old Austin Simmons didn't play, so... Ole Miss, 8.5, 9.5 confidence we lose. You can apologize now. Fuck no. I ain't apologizing to Ole Miss losers. Should have lost that game. If not for that fumble, I think Arkansas would have taken it. These Mizzou haters are gonna be watching Mizzou in the playoff. Pribula and Hardy gonna run the conference. I don't know. Playoff? Maybe. Maybe. All of a sudden, at Vanderbilt doesn't look like a gimme, does it? I mean, we'll find out all we need to know about Missouri coming up here. South Carolina, again, will Sellers play? Will, I don't know. Alabama, at Auburn, at Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, at Oklahoma. It's tough. Tough. David Chambers says, Cousin Shay never heard back about the bourbon bet. And you probably never will. Shay's sleeping. He's going to pretend that conversation never happened. I don't think he ever confirmed it, did he? I don't think so. Freedom Van, how about the Vols line up on 4th and 2? I don't get the reference, but I'm sure they did something stupid. Does Missouri get 300 rushing yards or more against South Carolina next week? 300. Nah, South Carolina's got a defense. I would be surprised if Missouri got to 200. I would be very surprised. Go Dog, says Mark McClain. Appreciate you, Cody. Georgia and Vandy in the SEC championship. Georgia handled their toughest road game, beat Auburn at their place, and the other hard games are at home. Go Dogs. Yeah, that's a great point. I think Georgia, I won't say punched their ticket, but I mean, maybe. Got to get over Bama, right? They own our ass. That's a tricky one. Texas doesn't have a quarterback, so we don't got to worry about them. They do got a defense, though. Yeah, I think you might be onto something. I got them number one in the power rankings, so they should beat everybody in front of them. I know it doesn't factor in, but hell, Georgia Tech might be their hardest game. And Georgia Tech moved it out of their home stadium because they want some extra money, I guess. I don't know why the hell they did that. But what if Georgia Tech's Georgia's toughest game? I don't think that's like crazy to suggest. It probably won't be, but again, I don't think that's crazy to say. Georgia may have just punched their ticket to Atlanta, which is kind of crazy. We got 2.5 months to go for the season. Georgia, probably the youngest team in the SEC. I don't know about that. Are they the youngest? Maybe. They got a shit ton of freshmen. I know that. Chase will definitely have 200 yards rushing on South Carolina. Let's see. What did Vanderbilt have? Just curious. Because I don't know that they had a ton. I mean, Diego Pavia lit their ass up. But rushing, Vanderbilt had 146. So, you might be onto something. But 300, good Lord, 300. Does Missouri ever rush for 300 on a SEC team? I doubt it. I mean, that's a shit ton of yards. Phil, appreciate you, Phil. Huge boners in boner God. I get it. In Kobo, MIZ, Texas A&M look good. Can't trust the hands of a Buckner. Oh, God. All I was thinking about, anybody that missed the end of that game, Notre Dame, I guess he's a back. I don't know what position he is. I guess he's a quarterback. He was at Alabama. Tyler Buckner was the extra point holder. He bobbled it. Notre Dame didn't get the extra point, and that was enough to allow A&M, once they scored a touchdown, to win the game. So, yeah, we could put that on Buckner, but how stupid, if you recall, I mean, I'll never get over this, I don't think, ever. Nick Saban let this Buckner guy be a starting quarterback. What was that, his final year? God. I mean, the old man had lost it. And no one was willing to say that except for me. And I don't get it. Hiring Tommy Reese as his offensive coordinator? Where in the hell's that guy at? I think he's like a tight ends coach in the NFL. And Buckner starting at quarterback. I think it was just for a game. All you needed was one view of that guy to be like, what in the hell are we doing? But they did it. I mean, that's fucking crazy. Chris, appreciate you. $2. Arch to Tennessee? Let Heupel fix him. Oh, baby. Now we're talking. Get a real quarterback coach to work with Arch. I like the sound of it. I think he'd clean him. He'd clean up his game. Just like the Aggie. $50. The SEC's going to beat the hell out of themselves. We're going to be lucky if we have two lost team, unless you have Tennessee or Missouri schedule. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. I know I always say, like, don't get too locked in on the playoff because then we lose the regular season, and I firmly believe that. But who the hell cares? I mean, like, Ohio State lost two games, and then they just steamrolled everybody's ass in the playoff. Do you think – I know one of them was to Michigan, so maybe they do – this may contradict what I'm about to say. But let's say, like, A&M loses to LSU and South Carolina, but then they go 10-2, make the playoff, win the national championship. Are you going to be sitting around and be like, God, can't believe we lost to LSU or South Carolina got us again? No, I think you're going to be like, who the hell cares? We're the national champions. And that's just what the SEC is. It's just a damn gauntlet. Kyler Stewart out for the first half against Missouri. I think that's incorrect. I believe he was ejected, but it was not a targeting. So I do not believe. I saw they mentioned this during the game. He is not out for the first half against Missouri, is my understanding. What else we got? Freedom Van. How about the Vols lining up on 4th-and-2, but seeing Kirby getting the defense ready during that time and chickening out. Ah, gotcha. Okay, that was the reference. Yeah. Low T Heupel. I didn't like that. But or were they just trying to get Kirby to call a timeout? I don't know. But either way, or maybe Heupel was trying to catch Georgia, you know, getting a play in or running people on. I don't know, but I'm trying to remember what time of the game that was. I don't really recall. I've watched a lot of football today. But yeah, I don't like Heupel being conservative. That's very questionable considering he's an offensive coach. Mike, is Joey the guy over that Nico guy? I mean, clearly. I think that debate ended about a week ago. Beamer equals Mikey Wallace. Who's Mikey Wallace? I don't know who that is. Auburn isn't good. Oh, no. DJ for Heisman is saying DJ is trash. How the tables have turned. That's got to be the harshest comment for someone that has the username of the guy they're bashing. Has anyone done a welfare check on Cousin Shane? I've checked in with him. He is radio silent. He is not speaking with anyone. We may not even see him. I think we will. I mean, I don't want to get your hopes down or anything. We may not see him for tomorrow night's show. He may still not be over it. I have a feeling he will show up. Usually what he does, he shows up about 20 seconds before I hit that go live button. That's probably the first and only time I will hear from Shane is the moment he slides in here before we go live. He is not going to want to talk about it. I can promise you that. Oh, appreciate you, Giggum Bart. I'm in South Bend. We here, baby. And we Giggum history. Man, imagine being up there at Notre Dame. You basically did the world a favor, Bart, and eliminated Notre Dame from the college football playoff. And Arkansas can officially do it here in a couple weeks if Taylen Green gets hot and beats Notre Dame. But imagine going on the road. There's nothing sweeter than going on the road and watching your team win. But it's, I mean, immensely better if you do it fourth and goal from the 11 and a half, 12, whatever it was. Basically the last play of the game. I mean, just imagine how drunk this man is. He's all caps. I can only imagine. There's no apostrophe. He's two sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind, whatever the saying is. He's about where I'm at. He's got to be fired up. And nothing's worse. Imagine making that trip. I think it's out of the way. You got to go to Chicago, and then it's like a two-hour drive. And then your team losing in that fashion. Not that Bart knows what that's like. He only knows winning, which I cannot relate because Tennessee lost. But point being, what a damn night for Bart and Aggies. I'm going to drink to you. To hell with Notre Dame, I say. To hell with them. Gunner for Heisman. I don't think so. But maybe the legend of Gunner was born today. You know? I was comparing him to Stetson. He's got some Stetson in him. And maybe we start to see that this afternoon on old Rocky Top. I thought that was pretty sweet. Stevie G, Eddie Radosovich, boldest take happening yet? Hell yeah, they're already calling for Arch to be benched. Just like he said they would. Mateer versus Stockton in the SEC championship? Maybe. But here's the problem. It's still the same deal. And again, these schedules will be updated, but can Oklahoma survive this gauntlet and get to Atlanta? Texas, South Carolina looks manageable on the road now, but Auburn looks tougher. Ole Miss is still undefeated, despite the flaws that I say they have. They're undefeated at Tennessee, at Alabama. I think Alabama's a hell of a team. Missouri's undefeated. LSU's undefeated. I don't know. I like Oklahoma, but I don't think they can run that table and get there. And I mean, you would probably have to go 7-1 in the conference. Can you do it? Maybe. But seems unlikely. KP, appreciate you. I'm supposed to be live in a world where I'm scared to play Vandy. I'd rather play South Carolina or Clemson. Go Vols. Oh, yeah. That is funny. Imagine you'd rather play Clemson or South Carolina than Vanderbilt. But Vanderbilt's fucking good. Maybe I'd get him to do this. Steven, the assassin Lassen, needs to sing the Aggie War Hymn on the next show. He should do something. I agree with that. Because all his Arch hype was unwarranted, and I called it out all off season. I still think Arch is going to be good. I think Arch is banged up. Gigginbart says touchdown Jesus was looking on. God, imagine being this man Bart right now. I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes right now. In South Bend, there's all these disappointed Golden Domers and Irish people that didn't even go to this school, that they're here. Shane Gillis is probably crying in a closet right now, thanks to the Aggies. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Legend of Gunner, ETSU threw for 300 yards. Yeah, but, I mean, can you even compare that? I mean, how Tennessee pulled their starters in the first quarter. I mean, that's not even nearly the same thing. Not even the same thing. H, I had witness FSU scout Bama in person. Good night. Okay, that's depressing. That's what I'm saying. That's the lowest of the lows. You've experienced it, H. So it's nothing but ups. I hope you go to Athens here in 2 weeks. I hope you get to view that. Terrence, Heupel out coach Kirby, couldn't get a kick. That's fair. That's fair. But I would not have put the kicker in that position, if possible. And I know Heupel didn't call a false start, but I was saying it. Go back, check the live show. I said, you got to get it a more manageable field goal, I think. Still should have made it, but I would have pushed for it. David Chambers, appreciate you. Ole Miss had to beat the Pigs and the rest with a backup. Hotty tatty. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's pretty solid if you think about it. Ole Miss ain't bad. They're undefeated. Ole Miss is in first place right now in the conference. They're 2-0 conference record. Bo says Shane's attempt to sabotage failed. Damn, I'm getting drunk. Ole Miss said not seeing the South Carolina fans. Not tonight. Not tonight, Mace. Not tonight. Who has the best non-conference win so far? Michigan didn't look that good, I don't think. Best non-conference win? Maybe he's talking about Michigan. I have no clue what Michigan did today. But Oklahoma, right? That's got to be up there beating Michigan. A&M going on the road beating Notre Dame. It's pretty damn impressive. What would be the other candidates? LSU beating Clemson. Those are the top three, I would think. And I would probably put... I'd probably put A&M number one. Because that was difficult. Went down to the wire. I don't know. That was a difficult one. But... you could argue, yeah, Michigan won 63-3. I don't know who the hell they were playing. I don't really care about Michigan. Why are we talking Michigan? I don't give a shit. But Oklahoma beating them was impressive because that's a game that you had to win. Coach Brett Venables was probably going to get fired if he didn't win that game. John Mateer, the legend of John Mateer, born that night. That's up there too. I mean, hell. Who's the front runner for the Heisman? Let me drink on it. John Mateer, final answer. As of week three. So that could change. That can certainly change. I like this answer. Prabula versus Mateer. Undefeated Heisman game in November. I mean, in the lag way. yeah, I mean, it could come. I mean, I don't think it'll be Bo Prabula. I really don't. But maybe. Hell, maybe. If Missouri goes undefeated, yeah, he'll win the Heisman. How about that? And could he? Could they? Probably not. But could they? Maybe. All right, I'm running out of gas. Anything else? Got a question or two. Hey, shout out Steve Steiner. Tennessee wins the game if Cousin Shane stays in the pooper. We tried to tell him. I mean, Tennessee was kicking ass while Shane was dropping his ass. But Shane's a selfish guy. He's got to see the action. I don't blame him. Mizzou can go 11-1, perhaps. I mean, the way they're playing right now, not out on them. Ugh. Damn joke. Anything else? One last thing here. One last question, and then I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to finish my whiskey and wait for a good question. Brian, when will the new power rankings? I'll do the power rankings next Saturday, as soon as the final game kicks off. So that's going to do it for this episode. Not a great question, but that was the first one I saw. Come in tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. We'll recap all these games. And if Billy Napier gets fired before, I'll jump on. I don't think he's going to get fired in the middle of the day, but I wouldn't rule it out either. So, or any of these coaches get fired. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast, Hail State.